We knew we wanted to bring pigs onto our property not long after we had moved here and decided that we wanted more than just living here. We wanted to establish a bit of a working farm. So we reached out to some farms that had pigs on their property, and Matt and Corinne openly invited us there and shared their knowledge with us, and we absolutely fell in love with the pigs that they had there.
So tell us about your pigs. How many have you got?
We have three breeding girls and one boar amongst our breeding stock.
And what's a typical litter?
Typical litter, numbers we would be looking for would be around 10 to 12 in our litter sizes. Yeah.
Okay, and how long are they kept for before processing?
So we tend to grow our pigs out a little bit slow and keep them on the property a fairly long period of time. So we process our boys around the 7-month mark, and our girls can grow out to around 9 months.
How big are they by that stage?
Oh, it's always hard to estimate, and I know there's formulas, and I am out there with a tape measure trying to work it out, but they always trick me. Roughly, I mean, one of our largest pigs at that weight was around about the 92 kilo mark.
So they're getting to a point where they could be hard to handle, because they do grow very big, don't they?
Oh, our breeding girls and boar are big pigs, yeah.
How's the boar? How hard is he to handle?
He's a lovely, friendly boar. I'll give an example of how he used to handle. On Saturday, he needed moving into a new yard. So I told him that's what we were doing. It's moving day, Duke. I opened up his gate and made sure that the gates between the yard he was in and the new yard were all, there was nothing in between, and walked along with a bucket of grain, and he kept me company like a dog would by my side. He's a pretty lovely guy.
But I imagine you'd still be very wary.
I am still conscious that he has some pretty impressive tusks, and he does like to smile and show you them. So I, am cautious and pay him the respect that, as a big pig, he deserves.
What do you like about the breed itself?
Lots and lots of things. We like, and one of the things that sold us, well, there were two big things I think that sold us on the breed, was the gentle, placid nature of them. They're really, really, they're very friendly, very affectionate, easy to build that rapport with, and I very much enjoy my time with them. They are a breed that, from a values perspective, it just seems really sad that I think that the commercial pig pork industry has moved in the direction of that really quick, fast growth, lean pork. And I just see the value in bringing back a traditional, slower, longer growing out pig that,
So describe the meat that the consumers end up with. What's it look like?
So the meat, definitely, our pigs lay down a thicker fat layer, and that's pretty standard from any of your heritage breed pigs, as opposed to the little white or pink pigs that you see. They do lay down that extra fat layer, but they also, over time, growing them out a little bit slower, they do have a marbling through the muscle, which we get really positive feedback from consumers about.
As far as you know, are there many of these sorts of breeds here in Tasmania?
I have been trying to work out who else has English Large Blacks. So
well, we can put out a call out
there.
Yeah,
I'd love to touch base with others.
As far as you know, though?
As far as I know, there may be the odd one or two around, but I don't know that anybody else has purely Large Blacks on their property.
So the question is, how hard is it to maintain and continue developing a breed that's so rare?
Well, that crosses my mind. I mean, you've got limited capacity with small bloodlines, but if we can do a little bit towards that, that would be amazing. And I really would love to move some breeding stock to other farms and help them establish that in Tassie in particular. I think that they're a really beautiful breeder pig, and our climate, they love the cold, they do well here. Yeah, they're gentle on the ground.
Yeah, do they need much space in the paddocks? Have you got to have a huge area for them?
So we have got set up around about 7 acres, and it's taken over the years, if I'm honest, it's taken a huge amount of establishment of that. So that's been underground irrigation so that there is access to free running fresh water at all times for them. They will knock water troughs. They can, you know, they do need things set up if you're committed to doing it. But we've set it up. We're trying to rotationally graze them as much as we can. So ideally giving them fresh pasture as often as possible and allowing them not to work the ground to a point where...
It's mush.
Yeah, they love it. They love grazing. They're a real grazing pig. They will just run along and take the top off the grass if they've got access to it, and they'll do that before they dig. So,
what about treats for them? Now, the other farm I went to, they were feeding them heritage apples. You don't have many heritage apples here, do you?
Well, actually... We've just planted 100 fruit trees in amongst. It's a bit hard to see from here, but in amongst all our pig yards, we've just dedicated the last few months to planting out 100 fruit and nut trees amongst there. So we've got lots of different apple varieties, chestnuts, walnuts, and lots of cherries and plums.
So they've got their own takeaway.
Well, the aim is that they will... We try and sow a mixed cover crop in all our yards when we can get germination. This time of year is a little bit tricky. But we aim to sort of feed them off a salad bowl on the ground, and one day they can have fruit salad from the trees.